This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
I'm done being nice to people who thieve in the night. You be in my light, teeming with spite from seeing me bright. If we only tight cause I make all the effort, you getting severed. It's only right that I connect on the fence with the brethren, not with the light. It is what it is, the way that I was.
Nah, I'm not going to do the false. I'm not going to do that to y'all. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. I must start out with thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come and chill with me. I think I finally did figure out, you know, what it is I do here. I tell stories, and I take a lot of tangents and side roads along the journey, and I try to make it somewhat funny. Hopefully, there's a message in there somewhere. I don't know, but that's what I do here. Thank you for hanging out with me. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate that. But yeah, it started out with that one. That's not an album anniversary this week. That is a new single from one of my favorite artists, a DMV native, Odyssey. He factors into the story today. But he just dropped that one, and like it's been on repeat for me for a minute. It's something about them oohs, man. You do a ooh, whatever. Oh, that was horrible. I'm sorry. But you, I sounded like a dog or a fucked up yodel or something. I don't know what that was. But anyway, but yeah, you drop a ooh or something in a chorus or a hook, and I'm going to listen to it. But that's my joint right now. And I call myself playing that one to like set the vibe for this episode. But I'm realizing that I'm about to go so anti that right now. Like this whole episode is so anti unbothered, like I don't feel a way about nothing type shit. Like this is I don't know, it is what it is. It's what I'm about to do, so I gotta get the evil out, people. I gotta get it out from time to time. I'm trying to be on this unbothered kick and just life on life's terms and kumbaya, wusa, all that good shit, but it bubbles up sometimes, and I gotta get it out. And and we family, you know. We all adults here, so I can talk about these things, and then they're done. I'm not asking you to fix it or anything like that. I'm just venting, whatever. And so this week the venting actually starts with the Sheffy Lease report.
Out of Pepe,
I sure is. First and foremost, I love my sweet pea. So this is the venting is not about her, or at least at first, it's not about her. But it's not about her. No issues there. She's a wonderful little girl. Love her to death. I just need to express something to y'all real quick. And I know this is going to sound a little bit morbid, but this is something that somebody needs to be able to explain to her in the event of like my untimely demise or something. Like if something were to happen to me, I need y'all to be able to echo this sentiment to her so she understands it. And I mean, I try not to be morbid like that, but honestly, like every time I go on social media these days, like my first thought is just
nigga.
That's my first thought, but my second thought is, I'm not long for this world, man. Like I'm really sick of this shit. Like I don't want to say you people, but I'm sick of you people. Like I really am. Like it's craziness. I don't want to hear no more of this stuff, see no more of this stuff. But I don't know. I feel like I got to. But I really feel like sometime soon a guy could got to come take me. He got to come take me. And I don't mean like I'm not trying to die. Like I don't know. Like biblically, my name is a biblical name. I guess it's technically supposed to be J Red, but please don't ever call me that. It's not cool. But Jared, which is what I say my name is. Biblically, he's the father of Enoch, which is the man that never died. God just took him. You know, he was so dope that God just took him. And, you know, I be feeling like that these days. Like, you know, I'm dope. and God, you know how you made me. And you know that I'm not for all this shit. Like, I can't, like, this shit is driving me crazy. I ain't going to make it too much longer before something bad happens. And, you know, I don't know. I've already tried hurting myself. So the only thing left is to hurt one of y'all. And I'm not, you know, all right, let me stop. They probably going to play that at my trial or something. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I guess I could edit that out. But that sounds like a lot of work. Fuck it, though. Anyway, I apologize for like the suicide joke. I forget that it's not as funny to everyone else as it is to me. But that's what I'm saying. Like, just like things are just at that point where just every day it's some more shit that's piling up. And just like, man, like I be wanting to explode. Like, I've been so cool and just so everything's all right and I don't worry about it. That's cool. You know, yeah, you stepped on my toe. That's all right. So thank you for acknowledging it, but everything's good. Don't, no worries. But I want to spaz on somebody. I really do want to just spaz, like, real bad. Like, I haven't done it in a minute. My ex-wife used to call it me hulking out. And for somebody who's, like, 5'9", 160, like, you know, how much hulking out could I really do? But I do. I go overboard. And I haven't done it in a long time. And that, you know, this Bruce Banner shit is weighing on me. Like, the Hulk wants to come out, but I'm trying to chill. So we're just going to talk about it today. Anyway, what I was starting out to say, these are the tangents we go on. Just buckle up. What I started out trying to say is that in the event that something tragic does happen to me, I need y'all to be able to tell Chef Elise.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, I am. That her daddy loved her. I need somebody to be able to express to her, you know, that if there's anything they knew about me was that I loved my little girl, and that you in fact know, you have proof that I loved my little girl because of this specific thing. You can tell her, I know your daddy loved you because he drove for you. He fucking drove for you. And that might not sound like a lot to you, but I hate driving. I don't know if I've expressed this before. I know I have expressed this. This may be your first time hearing it, but I fucking hate driving. I hate it. And let me apologize to Elise if she ever hears this, because that's the H word for her. She's her mom is raising a good kid. She does a good job of like preventing her from saying words. And I guess hate is the H word. That's not a word she's supposed to say. So I get, you know, I get flagged all the time by my daughter for being inappropriate. So there I go again, being inappropriate. I got to watch my language. But I abhor driving, if that's a better word. I abhor it. And about 90% of the driving that I do these days is pretty much for Elise or something like Elise related, Elise adjacent. You know, it's always something dealing with her. I don't, you know, now that I pretty much work at home exclusively, so I don't really have to drive to work. I've been on a like money saving budget kick, so I ain't been like driving places for fun or going to the movies, nothing like that. I go to the grocery store and I do stuff that's, you know, for my daughter, picking her up, taking her places, you know, even if I gotta go someplace and buy her something, whatever it is. Like, most of the driving I do is Chef Elise related. And case in point, this week I had plans to go see Odyssey, the gentleman that you heard earlier with the ooze and stuff. That's not him singing, but you know, whatever. You know, you get what I'm trying to say. I had plans to go see Odyssey. I hadn't been to a show in a while. I think the last time I went to a show was Questlove came down here and DJed earlier this year, and I went to that. And that was the first time I had been to a show in a while. So, you know, I wanted to get back to going out. He was going to be in town. And so I wanted to go see him. So I was supposed to go do that. But it turns out that, you know, because of this, the crazy weather in Austin recently, they've canceled like the last 3 weeks of soccer games. And the last soccer game was supposed to be the game where they get like their little participation trophies or whatever it is. millennials get these days, whatever that bullshit is. The last game was supposed to be that, and that got canceled. So the coach decided to schedule like a end of the season party. And for whatever reason, it fell on the exact same day that I was supposed to go see Odyssey. So I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, my little girl comes first. I love my baby to death. So, you know, whatever she needs, I'm going to do that. You know, her mom just had a baby, you know, so they're all at home. You know, they had just got home from the hospital like a day or two before this party was supposed to happen. So I wasn't going to be like, hey, yo, can one of y'all take her, you know, so I can go to this concert. Like, I'm trying to prioritize and understand other people got shit going on. And so, and it's my little girl and I love hanging out with her. So I do that. And I was still going to try to go to the show. It just meant that I was tight on time. Like, I was going to have to go pick her up, take her to the party, try to like hang for an hour, be there, be seen, get the little trophy, whatever, take her back home. Then I was going to drive myself back home and then Uber to the show. And again, not because, you know, I wanted to go to the show when I planned on drinking or anything like that and, you know, didn't want to have to drive back. I just hate driving that much. And I especially hate driving downtown. So I was going to try it. I was going to do all of this driving to not have to drive. You know, that, you know, that's dumb as that sounds. But whatever. So that was the plan. You know, long story short, I don't know if it's going to be short, but I get out to pick up my daughter in Pflugerville. That's like a half an hour drive for me, but I do it all the time, so I'm accustomed to that. And I get out there, and if anybody needed further proof, because I know I've been trying to say Pflugerville is a real place, but now I think I'm going to the other side. It's not a real place. Like, what the fuck? Pflugerville with a P of all, like, it's not even spelled correctly. It can't be a real place. Now, I know it's not a real place because out of everywhere I've been in Texas, that is the one place that I do not get reception. Like, I think you can call me. I'll get a voice call, but I get no data for whatever reason in Pflugerville. And it's not like a rural town. It's not like farmland or anything. Like, this is a city. It's a suburb of a major city. At least that's what they think they are, whatever. But I don't get no fucking reception out there, no data reception. You can try to blame it on T-Mobile if you want to, but it ain't an issue anywhere else except in Pflugerville, which I'm starting to believe it just may or may not be a real place. But so I'm out there. I get to her house to pick her up, and I should have done this ahead of time, but I didn't. So I'll take the blame for this step. But because I never remember that I don't get reception out there until I'm out there. And then it's like, oh, shit, like, I can't Google stuff. So I'm trying to, you know, do the maps so I can figure out where this thing is. And, you know, I'm just, stuff is coming in real slow. And my phone only finds, like, one of these locations. So I'm guessing, like, all right, this must be the one. We get in the car. I try to pull it up in the GPS, you know, in the navigation in my car, and same thing. It only gives me one. It's the same one that my phone came up with. So I'm like, bet this must be the one. This must be where we're going. And so the party was going to be at like this pizza buffet with games sort of restaurant, sort of like a Chuck E. Cheese without like the nightmare fuel robots and stuff like that. Like it was going to be something like that. So, you know, I thought there was a chain, but when my car only found one or my phone only found one, it's like, this must be the thing. So that's where I headed. So when I tell you that I drove around for damn near 2 hours in rush hour traffic in the dark. So I don't like traffic. Nobody does, but I especially don't like traffic. I hate driving in the dark. And I hate not knowing where the fuck I'm going. And like all three of these boxes were checked. I'm going someplace that I really don't know. I never been here before. It's rush hour. Now it's dark outside. It's Austin, so I'm surrounded by like the worst drivers known to man. Like, and I think I can say that as a new driver who doesn't consider himself a good driver, but I'm not these motherfuckers. Like, these people are horrible. They're either ultra aggressive, just like assholes, or they like completely oblivious. It was hell on earth, like 2 hours in this car. And add to that, you know, we've been in the car so long, My daughter's 6 years old. She's being a six-year-old who's been in the car for, you know, damn near 2 hours. She's tired. She's bored. She's hungry. I got Kids Bop on the fucking radio for the whole time. 2 hours of Kids Bop? You try it. You try and tell me how you would feel. But anyway, eventually, I made it to the restaurant that my GPS sent me to, and it was the wrong one. And the worst part about it is that I figured out it was the wrong one like 45 minutes into the drive when I finally did get reception. And I'm just like, man, this is a hell of a ride for this damn soccer party. Like, who would have put this out here? I'm like, let me double check. And now that I'm in a actual real city, I get reception and I see that there's another location and it's way closer. and it's probably where I should have gone. But at this point, I'm still like knee deep in traffic. There's no real way for me to turn around. And I'm so far away from where I'm supposed to be that it wouldn't have made sense anyway. I was closer to getting to where I was going than I was to getting back to where I should be. And, you know, I don't know. We had probably missed the party by that point. And I said, my daughter's hungry. So I'm like, let me just get to this place. And so we get there like an hour before the place closed. You know, so we had to like choke down some heat lamp pizza and try to play some games and like cash in some tickets real quick so she could get some candy, just so my sweet pea wouldn't be too disappointed that we had to miss her end of the year soccer party. I really don't think she gave a fuck, but you know, I guess I was feeling guilty at that point. So I'm trying to, you know, make it as fun a night as possibly as you know I possibly could. And it was a school night. It was the worst. And then after all of that, after driving 2 hours in rush hour traffic in the dark, surrounded by assholes, listening to Kids Bop with her complaining in the back seat, then I had to drive her back home. And at that point, I had given up on the show. Like, I think the show had been started, and I'm not one to get to shows late. I like to be early because I like to get up front. I'm short, and tall people just navigate. They just somehow find me in crowds and stand directly in front of me. I don't know what it is. I feel like y'all should, like, you could stand behind me and have the same view. Why do you feel like you need to be one person closer in front of me and you squeezed into that spot? Because I'm not an asshole, so I don't ride nobody's ass in the show. If I'm not right at the front, I'm not going to be directly behind somebody. Because that's just gross and unnecessary. But if you leave a crack of space, some 6'5 nigga is going to squeeze his way in there and stand directly in front of you the whole night, pumping his fist. I smacked the dude's hat off his head once at a show. I'm trying to think if my ex-wife was with me or if it was somebody else. I can do that now because it don't matter if I confuse her with somebody else, what trouble I'm going to get in. But yeah, I smacked some dude. I think we was sitting in a way that it was like staggered seats. And he sat in front of me. So I had to stand up the whole show to see. And then he stood up. And I could still kind of see. But I was just pissed that he did that. And he was dancing or whatever. And so I'm faking like I'm dancing. And I just hit a dance move to just, like, you know, swung at the back of his head. I changed the direction of the punch at the last second so that I didn't punch him in the back of the head. But I caught the hat and just smacked it off his head, and we turned around. I was like, oh, my bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just dancing. So, yeah. Anyway, I had given up on the show because I wasn't going through that again. You know? But I had to drive her all the way back home, and then I had to drive myself back home, and then I had to try to sit in the house and, like, decompress from all of this driving. And I swear to God, like, I fucking hate driving. I hate driving. I hate it. It's the worst. I don't know if anybody else, like, can sympathize with me or understand, like, how much I hate driving. I hate it. But I do it for her. Anything for Sheffy Lee.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, I am. And I'm proud to be. I love it. I love being a dad. But I hate driving. I hate driving. And so I feel like she better appreciate this when she gets older. So that's why I'm telling y'all, so that someday, at some point, like, she gonna say something slick to me. She gonna say, you know, that she hates me or that I'm ruining her life or something like that. And I And at that point, I'm not going to have the words. I'm not going to have the words to express to her in a nice way, in a fatherly manner, how much I love her and how much it hurts me to hear her say something like that. The words I would use would be very different, and they would mess up our relationship for a long period of time, if not forever. So I would need one of y'all to step in and be like, look, I don't know your father, but I feel like I know him a little bit. And if there's anything I know about him, it's that he loves you and he'd do anything for you, including driving. And you just, one day you'll understand. One day. But, you know, and like now I understand, like you see them videos of parents like, you know, this is what I'm going to do when my kids get older and they walking in the house, like turning on all the lights and kicking off their shoes and like, I don't know, knocking over shit and stuff like that. Like that's, my mom used to say that to me. My mom used to say, when I got older, she was going to come to my house, turn on all the lights, dirty up all my dishes, knock holes in the wall, and then pinch my kids until they cried and left and leave. Like that was her whole plan. It was just like, to just fuck up my day as much as possible and then dip. And now I understand. Like, you know, that you need revenge. Like you need revenge. I think like that's all I have to look forward to. Like, after all of this, after only 6 years, almost 7 years, it'd be 7 on the first. She got a birthday coming. Like, I feel like all I have to look forward to at this point is another, you know, 10, however many. Yeah, I can't add another however many years of this bullshit and then just waiting for my revenge, for my payback. It's either revenge or, you know, like she becomes successful and then she remembers the sacrifice that dad made and then she decides to take care of me when I'm old and the tables are turned and I need to be driven around. Like, now that I think about it, there were quite a few old people like at this pizza buffet that we went to, and that must be payback. They must be forcing their adult kids to take them to play games and eat some bullshit pizza at rush hour in the dark, you know, because of all the shit they had to go through when they were raising them. Like, that must be what it is. Like, I don't know. Usa. But yeah, if I haven't made it clear yet, I hate driving. I'm just going to say it one more time for the people in the back. I hate it. I am taking ownership of some of my driving issues. Like, I'm realizing that a lot of my discomfort in driving is really just like an extension of my social anxiety. Like, when I'm driving, I don't have a license, but I gotta edit a lot of shit out. Anyway, when I'm driving, like, I feel like an imposter out there. Like, I feel like I'm impersonating the cool kids that know what they're doing. And it's only a matter of time before everybody, you know, finds out, before I get exposed, and it's going to be an issue. Like, I'm worrying about driving too slow, or, you know, did I signal too early? Did I signal too late? You know, can they tell I'm freaking out? Like, am I causing a problem for other drivers? And it's fucking nerve wracking. And I really get the feeling that nobody else has any of these concerns. They don't give a shit about you or any other cars on the road. And that, like, that also drives me crazy. You know, like, people, I've been told I'm a perfectionist, and not in the sense like I'm a neat freak and I do everything perfect. But I don't know. I don't tolerate things that aren't, like, things that break the rules or don't do what they're supposed to do very well. And I think anybody that drives knows that people don't do what they're supposed to do. And that's just, like, not, it's not cool for me. Like, I don't get it. Maybe y'all can help me understand this, because this is the main one that drives me crazy. Like, I was telling the story about driving to this fucking pizza party or whatever. And so before I go anywhere, especially if I don't know where I'm going, like, my ex-wife knows this. Like, I tell her, I need to know the turns. Like, I need to know the turns. I'm going to look up directions. And I'm not just going to look up directions and start the navigation and then just listen to the voice as I'm driving. I'm going to look up directions, and then I'm going to look at the directions, and I'm going to try to, for the most part, visualize these turns, what lanes I need to be in. You know, when I make this left, do I need to get over in the right lane? Because the next turn I'm going to make is a right. Or, you know, how long am I going to be on this road before I got to make this turn? You know, can I stay over here in the left, you know, for a little bit? And, you know, maybe like, and I'm looking at the GPS, you know, the navigation on my car. Okay, I'm like 2 miles away from the turn. It's time to start thinking about getting over. That kind of situation. And people down here don't do none of that shit. None of it. Like, they just, it every time they got to make a turn, it feels like, oh, shit. And like they got to just, like, drift. They got to do a quick swerve from three lanes over to get over. And they just cut you off. And it's just fucking annoying. And I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, how did you not know until right now that you was about to make a turn? How did you not, and what, like, clued you in? And if I'm in that situation where I'm at where I'm supposed to turn and I realize, oh, shit, I'm not where I need to be to turn, fuck it. I got to go the other way and we'll let recalculating and we'll come back around to it. Like, I'm not going to do that to other people, but nobody else. I got to get this shit out because I fucking hate it. I think they should, like, outlaw night driving because people at night really don't give a fuck. They want to drive super fast because there's not as many cars on the road. And it's been raining a lot here in Austin. It's like they don't care about that. And I'm, you know, I say I'm nervous out there. So I'm trying to maintain my proper distance. And they're like, oh, that's space to merge. Bye. And it's like, no, nigga, like we going 60 and it's raining and it's dark. Maybe I shouldn't be right up on this motherfucker bumper or yours for that matter. So that's why I'm this far back. Like, chill. I hate drive. Fucking hate it. So yeah, I needed to get that out. A couple other things happened this week. Not as annoying. Won't take as long. One thing I'm proud of. Let's switch gears. I stopped myself from tweeting something this week. Like I did what Kanye can't do. I stopped myself from tweeting something. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he texted me out the blue and was just like, have I ever been to Ben's Chili Bowl? This is a dude, I think he's from Colorado, lives here in Texas now. And he just texted me out the blue, like, have I ever been to Ben's Chili Bowl? Because he knows I'm from D.C. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's on U Street, blah, blah, blah. It's a place to hit after you go here and here and here. And I just started, like, reminiscing to my days back then. And I was telling them it's not too far from Howard. And then we started talking about, you know, the girls at Howard. And this another one of my favorite artists, Eric Robeson, an artist that I've taken several women to go see, trying to impress them. I don't think it ever worked, but I tried. But he had a song called Howard Girls. And the hook is just like, let me tell you why I adore Howard Girls. So I like queued up the song and I'm playing it. I sent them the YouTube clip. I don't know why I sent the dude that song, but I was just in that mode at that moment. And then, you know, I tweet lyrics from songs, just like randomly, no explanation, just like, here's some lyrics, here's a hook. Sometimes I had to explain, those are not my words, I'm not saying that, those are words in a song. But I do that, you know, I don't care, I just want to share with the world. So I picked up my phone to tweet, let me tell you why I adore Howard Girls. And then I realized, I'm 40. I'm about to turn 41. That don't sound like I think it sounds. That might come across the wrong way for a 40-year-old man to be like, let me tell you why I adore Howard Girl. I stopped myself. But I wanted to tell somebody I stopped myself because I was proud of catching that. Because it could have gone the wrong way real fast. And it did. But whatever. What else happened to me this week? This was weird. And it kind of plays into what I talked about last week on just like the emotional fatigue of dealing with all the fire alarms that go off these days. I'm in Target, which I had to drive there. So I'm already high anxiety. And I'm buying gifts for my daughter. I'm trying to get her birthday and Christmas out the way. And that's another anxiety riddled thing because 6-year-olds change their mind like every 2 minutes. So whatever she talked about to me 2 weeks ago that she just loves, you know, I buy it, and then by Christmas she's like, oh, you know, well, I'm off that. But now I'm saying I gotta make moves. I budgeted this check is gonna be Christmas and stuff, so we gotta buy it now. So I'm in Target, I'm doing that. And to reward myself, because I don't like spending a lot of money, and I hit a dollar amount where I was starting to have like panic attacks and shit like that. So to reward myself for being a good dad and doing this thing for my daughter, I'm gonna get myself some candy. So I need a sweet treat you know, to take home. So I'm in the candy aisle, and I wanted something like, I don't know, I wanted something upscale. I'm at Target, so how upscale could it be? I get it. Don't throw your rocks at me. But I ain't want no M&Ms or Skittles or some shit like that. Like, I wanted some adult candy, I guess. And looking at these different bars, and I come across one, and I pick it up to buy it, or I pick it up to put it in the cart, and I look on the wrapper, and it says 100% slave-free. And for whatever reason, that, like, completely turned me off. Like, I put it back, and I just didn't buy shit. Like, I was just mad at that point. And it's not that, like, I'm mad because I want, like, it's not like I don't support slave-free chocolate. I was just upset that now, I didn't have no idea that slaves was involved in any chocolate. And now, so now, like, the assumption is, or the concern is, if it doesn't say 100% slave-free chocolate, am I eating slave chocolate? Do I, like, how much slave chocolate have I already eaten? Now, do I have to go research every company that makes chocolate to make sure that the chocolate that I'm consuming is slave-free? I don't want to be feeding my daughter slave labor chocolate. Like, it's just one, and I don't want to, I hate to say it, I don't want to care. Like, I don't want to have that added to my plate of shit to be outraged about. Like, is my chocolate gathered by slaves? Like, I stop doing that to people so that I have to worry about it. Like, it pissed me off. I was pissed off. I left the child. I bought the stuff for my daughter or whatever and went home. But I went home with an attitude because they slave-free chocolate. Like, that. Somebody's going to tell me, I'm sure, because somebody's not going to get the joke. But somebody's going to tell me, you know, about all of the slave labor involved in the chocolate industry. And I'll let you know right now, I'm not going to like you for it. But I appreciate the information. Information is good information, but we probably won't speak very often. Another way to not speak to me very often, because this happened to me today, and since I'm venting, let's get it all out. I feel like if you know me, if you know me in any way, you should know that fart jokes are not going to land with me. It's not cool. I don't find it funny. I'm offended. Like, you send me a fart joke, you don't have to fart in front of me and try to make a joke out at it, out of it, and me be like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. No, you just send me some humor along those lines, like, oh, this person farted, ha ha ha. I'm be like, you know, fuck is wrong with you? Like, fuck is wrong with you that you would think I would think that was funny? Like, now I feel some kind of way about you because you think that's funny, but I can deal with that. But why would you, in your rabbit ass mind, think that I would find that shit funny? Don't send me no fucking fart jokes. Like, hey, my ex-wife, and I can say this now because, again, like, how much trouble am I going to get in? She's gassy. she's super gassy, and she loves to eat, like, gassy foods, like beans and shit like that. And she should just let them rip, like, just one after the other, and just, I don't know, I just laugh at, like, how long a fart she could hit or whatever. Like, it was just horrible. And I used to ask, like, do you do this at work? And she's like, no, I don't do that at work. That would be unprofessional. You know, like, yeah, so you care more about them people who don't really give a shit about you at your job than you do about me. Like, they don't have to deal with this, but I do, because you comfortable with me. Like, I don't be that comfortable. And this is probably why we divorced. But this is one instance where I don't feel like I was the only one wrong in the situation. The way I probably said it when I said to her, like, don't be that comfortable around me, or, you know, fuck you and your comfort. That, you know, that probably wasn't the right way to do it. But her just busting off farts like that, as if it was cool, when she wouldn't do that to other people, you know, I think she has to take that L on that one. But anyway, I don't know. And last thing, I'm going to get this out and then I'm going to let y'all go. It's been long enough. But I learned a valuable lesson this week, and I'll never make this mistake again. And I'm just, you know, if you have a child that's approaching this age, 6, 7 years old, when they're in school and they're starting to learn and they love learning and they're starting to write and they're reading a lot, just don't do this. I would never, ever again watch a movie with Elise with subtitles on. So we sat down Friday night to have a movie night. You know, sweet pea and dad, daddy-daughter time. We can watch a movie together. It's what we do. And we pick something off Netflix. And I guess, you know, because I watch a lot of documentaries and stuff like that. And so I'll have closed captioning, you know, on. And so we're watching this movie. And it's a kid movie. It's The Mitchells versus the Machines or some shit like that. And but it's got the subtitles on so you can see, you know, the text of everything they're saying. And I swear to fucking God, like every 5 seconds, it was, what does this mean? And what does that mean? And what does this mean? And I feel like I'm a person that's pretty comfortable with the English language. My mother was an English teacher. You know, I have a podcast. I talk a lot. I read. I write. You know, I used to be a rapper. I feel like I got a, you know, a pretty decent vocabulary. But, you know, they say you don't understand something until you can explain it to a five-year-old. And that's what the fuck was happening to me. She was asking me what words meant. That I know what they mean, but I don't know how to express that to a six-year-old. Like, the one she got me with that really just, like, fucked up my whole life, she asked me what meaningless meant. Seems easy, right? Seems easy. In my mind, lacking meaning. Right? Like, dude, I don't have meaning. Like, it's pretty self-explanatory. But I'm, you know, that would be a meaningless answer to her. So now I'm trying to figure out, how do I describe what meaningless means without using the word meaning? And it's just, I don't know. She asked me what does serendipity mean. I know what the fuck serendipity means. I don't know how to explain to you in six-year-old terms what serendipity means. So maybe I don't know what it means. I don't know. But that shit, it happened over and over again. What does a hurtful stereotype mean? What is a hurtful stereotype? I don't know why they said that in the kids' movie, but it came up. And now I got to explain to my daughter what a hurtful stereotype is. You know how fucking difficult that is to explain to a six-year-old? And you don't want to say, I don't know. Because, you know, my little girl is pretty intelligent. And I feel like the more I say, I don't know, the more she just adds to the, okay, dad don't know shit. So the smarter she feels, she starts to feel like she might be smarter than dad. And we can't have that. Got to nip that at the bud. So she asks me questions, I'm always trying to come up with a answer to them. And I don't want it to be the wrong answer because she's going to fact check me at some point. Now, she already calling me out for being inappropriate. Let me say some wrong shit and see what happens then. But yeah, that was, and I'll never do that again. I was about to say Netflix should turn off subtitles on kids' movies, but, you know, they're hearing impaired individuals. I got to think about other people's feelings and care about. See how I care about other people and their circumstances? Why you people on the road just can't understand there's other cars on the road? Just because you need to turn here doesn't mean you can just not see anybody else in any other lane and just make your move and make everybody else have to, you know, break, you know, and make decisions about their life because you got to turn right and you in the far left lane. Anyway, that's all I got for this week. I appreciate y'all letting me get that off my chest. I feel percentage points better. I don't know, you know, how much, you know, I'm going to take a break from driving this week. I got to drive to Pflugerville for Thanksgiving, but other than that, I might not leave the house. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. In other news, Elise has a birthday coming up. Chef Elise has a birthday coming up on the 1st. And I actually am getting older. I have a birthday coming up on the 6th. So if you want to, I would greatly appreciate it. If you want to leave me a message or ask me a question or something, give me some content, you know, for some upcoming episodes. If you want to drop me a line or Chef Elise, you know, for her birthday, you can hit up whatistws.com/inbox. You can leave me a voice message there so you don't have to type. I'm trying to make it easy on you. And, you know, and I may or may not use it in a show, but I answer all questions in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So if you want to leave me a question, I'll answer it. If you just want to say happy birthday to me or Chef Elise, you can do that too. But yeah, whatistws.com/inbox. Leave me a message. Hit up the store, whatistws.com/store. It is hoodie season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is. So get your Christmas gifts. Get your people something they can't get nowhere else. Get folks a Don't Thank Me, Thank God hoodie and let them have to explain that to people. But yeah, go get them one. Hit up the whatistws.com/store/merch store. And use coupon code Hoodie Season, HOODIESEN, for 20% off your entire order. Get some merch. Help me spice up these Christmas gifts for my little girl. Trying to decide if I'm going to wrap them or just throw them in bags. Bags are going to win. I can just say that now. But yeah, that's all I got for this week, man. I appreciate y'all. Until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, I fucking hate driving and I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.